No, I don't. And I noticed with a column in the Post today that in effect was saying enough's enough and we should put this behind us. This is our Pearl Harbor. Mm-hmm. This is our generation's Pearl Harbor. And except we were attacked, you know, on the mainland and probably greater loss of life if you're calculating it that way. And I think this is, as they say, this is maybe 100 years war, mm-hmm. Maybe more.
My son was a year and a half old when it happened. Mm-hmm. And so he's just starting to be aware of history in mm-hmm. as a whole and pay attention to what's going on. And then also with all of the coverage and so on, he's starting to become interested in it. I went back today and looked at some of the media coverage that's on YouTube and it's hard to believe. It's like it happened to somebody else. I mean, I was downtown
sure.
on 9/11 and working in an office and trying to come back. Then once everything happened, mm-hmm. the manager of the office said, everybody just go home. And I was struck thinking about it today, the difference between that day when my boss said, everybody go home, and like the earthquake last week,
yeah,
when bosses all across the city said, everybody go home. Mm-hmm. That turned into chaos. I don't remember chaos on 9/11. I don't know what the difference is. And maybe I don't remember it
yeah.
right. Maybe I remember things that
I don't
didn't
know
happen.
About that. I remember watching the Pentagon burn from this building that we're in now. I remember seeing that. And I remember the reports came in that the State Department had been hit, that the CIA had been hit, that there was a sniper at the Pentagon taking pot shots at people when they came out. You know, that's the fog of war, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really proud of my granddaughter. She's 10, talking to her last night, and she's outraged and she was, what, zero mm-hmm. when it happened. And she's outraged because she said at her school they were showing cartoons of 9/11. And there were cartoon characters kind of belittling it, kind of putting it down. And she said, she asked the teacher, and the teacher said, well, they didn't want to upset the children.
I think it will be a relief for yeah. a lot of people when we stop talking about this next mm-hmm. week, theoretically.
Well, and it would be nice to have the luxury to not have to worry about this, to not remember the lessons. If, mm-hmm. if this goes away and it is somehow resolved, if we can make light of it, maybe that's a victory, you know, but those people are still dead. There are 25 children whose parents were killed or seriously injured at the Pentagon. And some of them are still getting into the college pipeline. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years. But, Meg Greenfield, who was the editorial page editor of the Washington Post for many years, she said, after every funeral, no matter how much you love that person and how aggrieved everyone in the party is, somebody has to say, what's for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, after 9/11, the tragedy and all that, but instead of freezing the way some people do, I think Americans are very good at innovation and whatnot. And immediately people said, how are the man and woman that was killed or seriously injured, who's going to pay their mortgage? Mm-hmm. How do we get a check to them?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing happened when the hostages were taken in Iran back during the Carter years.
Yeah.
They said we got to get the checks to these people. But, life does go on, fortunately.
Yeah.
But, no, I don't think we're making too much of it at all.
You've really beaten the drum for FIA over the years.
Yes.
And I think that's made a tremendous difference in that exact thing. Who's going to pay the mortgage? How are the kids going to get educated? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is a Federal Employees Education Assistance Fund. Steve Bauer is the executive editor. I've known him a long time, before he joined FIA, in fact, when he was with Social Security. But when something happens, like the hurricanes, you know, you don't think about this.
Mm-hmm.
But when a hurricane happens, wherever it is, Katrina was a good example, and the most recent one, they get on a plane with a suitcase full of money because cash is king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, checks, vouchers aren't going to hack it.
Right.
And they get in and go down and find these people. And when the tornadoes swept through the South earlier this year, and this has been a rough year, rough weather year, they were down there giving assistance to people, and the postal groups are helping their own. And I remember Steve saying, after one of the hurricanes, this was maybe 10, 12 years ago in Florida, went through Homestead, devastated the place. We don't realize that any more than people down there know what we went through in 9/11. But there were weeks when there was no electricity, no food, no nothing, and postal crews on their own were volunteering to go through in Jeeps and whatnot, and U.S. Marshals volunteered their time and whatnot. Social Security people volunteered their time, and they went through to make sure people got payments because your ATM is not working because there's no electricity in South Florida.